South Dakota residents are celebrating a victory this morning after an independent panel voted to keep open the state's largest military base and its second largest employer, Ellsworth Air Force Base. The Base Closing Commission's decision to keep open Ellsworth goes against a Pentagon plan to close the facility. NPR's Cheryl Corley is there at Ellsworth Air Base and joins me now. I guess the reaction is they're pretty excited.
Well, right now they're pretty muted. They're not saying anything about it. They say that there might be a statement a little later on, but you could feel that you could feel the excitement in the air out here. This is a huge win for Ellsworth, and it's a massive relief for the people here in Rapid City and South Dakota. This Air Force Base has been here since the early 1940s. It's one of the major economic engines of the state and pumps about $278 million into the local economy. It's the second largest employer in the state. So the military personnel and their families, they make up about 10% of the population of Rapid City, and they will remain here, as will the B-1 bomber.
And that B-1 bomber fleet is split at the moment between South Dakota and Texas. The Pentagon's proposal was to move the B-1 bombers from Ellsworth to a base in Texas. What arguments were made by the South Dakota's people to keep Ellsworth
here?
There?
Yeah, well, their biggest argument was that really consolidating the B-1s at one base, the base of Texas, would put them at risk that terrorists, for instance, could potentially wipe out the entire fleet and that maybe even Texas weather could with its more frequent tornadoes and hailstorms. So their biggest argument was it was simply a bad idea to place all the planes in the same location. And they had two big guns, if you'll get past
pardon the pun.
Yeah, to support that argument. They had two four-star generals, one who used to be the commander here at Ellsworth, and another who was the commander of the entire Air Force bomber fleet, General John Lowe. And he called the Pentagon plan, irresponsible. And I guess the commission listened to that argument. The other argument was that there was this big dispute over what savings would actually be accrued by closing this base. The Pentagon had said that there would be many dollars saved, and the South Dakota coalition said not so, and possibly it could even cost the military more by closing this base.
Now, Ellsworth was also part of a big political story. Senator John Thune was elected partly by saying to his constituents, his state, I'll keep Ellsworth open. Then it ended up on the list of closed bases to be closed. What does this mean to him?
Well, this was a big surprise to John Thune. He had, as you say, the most political capital to lose by making that suggestion that he would be the best man to keep Ellsworth here.
Cheryl, thanks very much. NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota.
You're welcome.